WGCH.com anywhere. We've got the WGCH National News Report coming up on the hour at 8. All of our top local stories at 8:05. And in about half an hour from now at 8:21, it's our monthly get-together with the Greenwich Boy Scouts as board member Louisa Green will join me along with the new senior district executive, Chris Roller. WGCH News Center time is 7:52. First Thursday of the month means State Representative Livy Florin of Greenwich joins me now. Representative Florin, good morning. Welcome. How are you?
Thank you. I'm fine, Tony.
All right. Busy day yesterday. First, we'll start with a breakfast at Norwalk Community College for the now outgoing president, Levinson. Is that correct?
Yes. David Levinson has been there 15 years. It's hard to believe. But this is an annual breakfast with all the legislators. And Moira Lyons, who's a former speaker, and she's from Stanford. She works for Norwalk, and she convenes it every year. But it was especially wonderful yesterday to pay homage to Dr. Levinson. And he was so instrumental in working out the paradigm that we have between Wright Tech, Norwalk Community College, and UConn-Stanford. It's just a trifecta for success, and it's just been wonderful.
All right, great. When does he step down?
July 1st.
Okay, at the end of the year. Yeah, I remember when he was appointed. 15 years goes by fast, doesn't it?
Yeah, after Bill Schwab, yeah.
Right, right. All right, also taking place yesterday, a hearing on tolls. You said you watched it on TV. What'd you think?
I thought it was fabulous, and I would say the preponderance of people that testified were so against tolls and for such valid, you know, reasons that I hope the Department of Transportation and the governor were listening, and listening closely.
Now, there's something that was reported by the Yankee Institute, and of course they're against the tolls, but they say there was something put in this legislation that gives the legislature 15 days to decide, and then if not, it just automatically becomes law. Is that right?
Right. If it goes on the call and it isn't acted upon within 15 days, either, you know, it can either go on the calendar to be called in session from the Senate or from the House. Either one can initiate it. And that little sneaky Pete thing said that if it isn't called into a session for a vote, it automatically becomes law. That's just terrible.
I mean, the obvious thought from my end is that people should be put on the record one way or another on this, shouldn't they?
Well, absolutely. And what you're doing, you're putting the whole decision in the hands of two people, Martin Looney and Joe Arcermanitz. Nothing against them, but you don't let two people make a decision like this.
Is this a fait accompli that there are going to be tolls in Connecticut?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
Why not?
Because I think the evidence is so compelling, and if we do, they always say, oh, Massachusetts has tolls. Well, Massachusetts has 13 gantries on one road. They're talking about 54 on four roads. I-94, I-91, I-95, and the Merritt Parkway. First of all, they're going to be hideous. Second of all, you're not going to see any revenue until 2023. There are other ways to do it. We have a lockbox now. We've got plenty of money in there and money coming in. Fixing the infrastructure isn't going to happen in one fell swoop. Look at the disruption that has been caused by that small project, basically, in Old Greenwich, the bridge. I'm not demeaning it. It's a good project, and it's going well. And the Atlantic Street Overpass. These are two DOT projects. They have hung up traffic and caused angst for years. So just think if they think they're going to do everything overnight. Not going to happen.
All right, let's move on to some other things. Greenwich Country Day School students are marching on climate change on March 15th. What's happening there?
Yes, it's wonderful. It's being organized by Jen Denali, who is our upper school math teacher, and she's the community service coordinator, and it was her idea. So the students, mainly upper school students, but everyone is welcome, they'll start at the lower fields up on Fairfield and march down past the high school and end up on the steps of Town Hall at 10 a.m., and they've invited a bunch of us to speak to the students at that point, so I'm very excited about it.
Okay, what will your message be to them?
I'm going to say that, you know, they're the ones, it's their world, they're the ones inheriting this, and they're the ones to make changes, and I think they're doing that. I know at Country Day, we have Tiger Pride, and they're encouraging people to carpool and ride buses. We don't use plastic. We have organic gardens on campus and solar panels. We recycle everything. So, I mean, they're growing up knowing what we need to do to make this world a cleaner, better place.
All right. A new term has come about, debt diet.
Yes, and I'm the debt dietitian.
You're the debt dietitian. You're the registered dietitian, the RD. All right.
So we start our bond hearings on Monday, and we'll hear from every one of the commissioners of all the agencies. And, you know, we normally bond $1.8 billion every 2 years, but we're going to bring that down to under $1 billion, according to the governor. But to me, I'm happy to be on a debt diet. We've always tried to just do what is needed, not just niceties. But I think before we do anything, we need a spending cleanse.
A spending cleanse, okay.
We do. We're just spending too much, and this is more operating than capital, I will say.
All right, well, we'll see if spending cleanse catches on like debt diet.
You think it will?
I'm not sure.
Should I copyright?
You should. And then finally, St. Patrick's Parade is coming up on March 24th. You'll be marching?
Oh, of course. I never miss it. I just love that parade. Stanford had theirs on the 2nd.
In the snow? Or
the snow.
With snow around.
I asked them. I said, are we doing last year's parade or this year's parade? But, you know, it's because you want the bagpipers and you want the bands, and you're competing with a lot of other municipalities, not to mention New York City. So, you know, you adjust accordingly.
All right, great. So everybody's Irish on the 24th, the week after St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, begorra. Mm-hmm.
All right, State Representative Libby Florin joins me. Thanks very much. Have a great day.
Thank you, Tony. Bye.
All right. Representative Florin joins me the first Thursday of each month, and next Thursday at this time, we will speak with State Representative Stephen Meskers. WGCH Center Time is 7:58.